Welcome to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. My name is Sammy Reyes, and I'm your host. This podcast is for those who are seeking their calling and their truth and purpose. Whether you're 15, 35, or 65, I believe I can provide you with real advice to guide you to fashion your passion. Let's get to it. Welcome back to the Fashion Your Passion podcast. I am so glad to be back with all of you. I'm so sorry for the huge delay with all of my content, but just know that in the past couple of weeks, I've been producing and editing and, you know, gaining all this amazing content that you guys will see in the next few months that I'm super, super, super excited about. We have some just amazing people that are coming on, amazing topics that we have. I've been working really, really closely with my team, and we've been coming up with some of the best ideas ever. And so I'm so excited for this week's episode. I have Emily Calloway here today. Emily is now currently my creative director for this podcast. She is also a very good friend of mine for the past 16 years. She's a high school student, and she's super, super involved and has a bunch going for her. So I'm so excited to welcome Emily this week to the podcast. Emily, I'm so happy that you're here. To start off, just so my audience get a feel for, you know, who you are, just do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Hi. All right. I'm Emily Calloway. I'm 17. I was born on July 31st. My favorite color is currently red. And what I'm doing right now is putting tape in my Italo Calvino book, Invisible Cities, as we record this.
Yes. All right. So we all know that high school is definitely one of, like, the most happiest and saddest, you know, times of our lives, and it could get a little crazy sometimes. So just explain, just, like, run through your high school journey, whatever, you know, you want to talk about, in case there are any, like, you know, major turning points or whatever that really, you know, impacted how your high school experience sort of, like, you know, differs from, obviously everyone's high school experience is different, but, like, how does your experiences make it yours?
So, my high school experience was unique to me, as everything else is in everyone's life, but I feel like it was particularly different because I went through what I wrote about my college essay as a turning point. In ninth grade, I was diagnosed with a conversion disorder where I experienced a seizure, or what I used to experience was a seizure, in reaction to stress that I wasn't handling properly. So my inability to react to different problems throughout my daily life would lead or signal a seizure coming up in within my body, which would lead to a problem. In the beginning of ninth grade, we had no idea what it was. We did not know, so we went to the doctors. We did EEGs in the hospital, which is where they stick, like, things on your head to record your brain waves. I have a perfect brain, according to them.
There you go.
So it was an epilepsy, which was what the EEG would have showed if that was what it was, but that's not what I had. So it led to it being stress, because that was their next checklist point of
right.
What was it.
Yeah.
And so I was diagnosed with a conversion disorder. And it was difficult because I spent all this time in the hospital. Well, I spent a few times in the hospital, but all this time out of school, where I was missing all these important parts of your high school career. And I ended up missing out on a lot. So I still went to some school events, but I missed out on school clubs, friend activities, hanging out with people. And my friends came over when they could, but it wasn't as much as it was in previous years. And so it was more, because my life right then was conversion disorder, how do we help? It wasn't ninth grade having fun.
Right.
So I missed out on a lot in those months when I wasn't at school, which is only like 2 months in total, but it was still a lot. So, I mean, respect to people who do miss a lot of school and still get back in, because for what was hard to me, I can only imagine how much more difficult it was when you miss a much longer time.
Yeah, totally.
So I came back and I was enrolled in a program called TSP, Transitional Support Program, which I really liked. It's not for everyone, but I really liked it because it helped me get back on my feet and into my schoolwork from what I missed, because I didn't do schoolwork when I was out of school because that would just lead to more stress.
Yes.
Which right then was stress equals seizures, so I wasn't really doing schoolwork. So that helped me get back on my feet and going through all the work. And so I was in TSB from when I was back at school, which is, I guess, the end of November or beginning of December, towards mid-spring, which is when I started going back to class full-time. Mm-hmm. So in TSP, I would do all my classwork there. I would go there instead of my classes during the day. I would do my work, except for the classes that I was able to handle, which didn't have a lot of stress. Basically, lunch and gym. Well, actually, not gym. I didn't do gym in ninth grade, actually. I ended up writing an essay to pass instead of actually doing the gym.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So I didn't have enough gym classes to pass, so I had to write an essay to give, and then he graded the essay, and that was my final gym grade. And so, but yeah, it was basically just, so most of my ninth grade was getting back to where I was, back to a healthy spot in my life, able to handle stress,
mm-hmm.
Which I wasn't previously, which you could see by me having the seizures, if you can't tell. But that was basically my ninth grade. And then 10th grade was, if I was having a seizure, it was very rare. It's more of like once every 4 months at that point, because they weren't daily like they used to be in ninth grade. So in ninth grade, I was having seizures every day, but I would still be in school. So if I had a seizure in school, I would stay in school because it came to the point where I can't afford to go home every time I had a seizure, or else I'd have a seizure in the morning, go to school, have a seizure at school, go home, and then I really wouldn't get any work done. So it was basically have a seizure in the morning, go to school, have a seizure, stay in school, go home with everyone else. So it was basically it became normalized in my life. So today, for people who don't have seizures or didn't have seizures, if you have a seizure, you go home or you go to the hospital. It came to the point where I get right back to what I was doing right before I had the seizure. So it was this normalized form of just my life, because that was just how I was handling stress.
Mm-hmm.
It's not entirely healthy, but it's what I needed to do to be able to graduate in my year. Because
right.
If that didn't happen, I would be a year behind and I'd become a super senior, and that really wasn't an option I wanted to have.
Right, yeah.
So I just had to keep going and living with it.
Yeah.
But in 10th grade, it came to a point where I could go to school without having a seizure, in the morning. I wasn't tired all the time, but I wasn't exactly reaching out to anybody. All my friends like have like hanging out with people. So 10th grade was more of living 9th grade, but without the seizures.
Right.
So I was at the same point, but I was healthier because I wasn't reacting how I was to the stress.
Right.
And then junior year, I try out for the play. So for those of you who know me, this is something I've been saying since like 6th grade. And then I finally did it because my friend had dropped out of her position. She dropped out of her tryout spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friend didn't want to do it alone. So she asked me, like, hey, you want to try out? Like, I have a spot for you. And I'm like, sure, I'll try out. And so I got a spot in the play, which was, like, the first time ever. I didn't speak, which is good for me, because I did not like speaking on stage.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I talk a lot about how I would love to do a play. Like, I would, and I did it, but it wasn't a play, because what I did was, like, the sound effects. So the play we did was a radio version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, the radio booth person. So I was on stage the whole time, but I was acting as someone who would play the sounds in the radio version of It's a Wonderful Life, if you can follow that.
Okay.
But I got to play violin on stage, which was really fun because I had to drop violin junior year due to scheduling reasons. So it was fun to like keep that in my life without still taking orchestra, which I really miss. But that's what I did in junior year.
Oh my God,
and
I'm
then
so sad
I also
that?
Took on.
Oh my goodness.
I know, because you weren't here.
Yeah.
I also took on IB History that year and IB English, which were like my favorite classes that year.
Yes, IB.
And so I really enjoyed that. And then senior year, which is where we are now, right towards the end, I'm doing better, but we're close to graduating. We finished like most of our stuff.
Yeah.
We finished our IA and written tasks for IB classes, we did our midterms, mid-year grades went out.
But it's so insane that, like, we've made it through, like, the entirety. Like, because, you know, like, when you're in, like, elementary school and you're like, oh, I can't wait till, like, I'm in 12th grade. It feels, like, so, like, you know, so far away. And now we're, like, here. And it's like,
I'm excited, I think. Like, I don't know, I've kind of reached the point since I finished the IA where I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not done. I'm still, like, doing my schoolwork, guys. Mm-hmm. Don't check out.
Yeah.
But I finished, like, the big thing of this mm-hmm. year, which yeah. feels so satisfying.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating knowing that she knows our grade, but we don't. So our teacher had to grade our thing, but she has to send it off to, like, Scotland to the IB gods to grade. And we don't get it until the summer, but she knows what we got, unless they change our grade.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys.
Yeah.
She knows. So it's
frustrating. I don't really mind.
I didn't mind when she told us that she couldn't tell us, but now I do.
Yeah, I know. It's, like hard, because then you, like, need to know how well you need to do on the actual exam.
I don't think I did that well. Because
it all counts, like, as the same.
Senior year is good, guys.
Yeah, guys, senior year is actually, like, it's pretty much the bomb.
I know,
like, you just...
I'm excited for prom now because I really like my dress.
Oh my god, yeah, your dress is so cute.
I don't know, I'm excited.
Because senior year, it's like, all your teachers, like, are like, okay, you guys are adults already, like, we don't have to worry about anything. And you just, it's great.
I know, you're kind of, you're checked out emotionally, but you still gotta do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At least us, until, like, after.
Yeah. So, tip of advice for all of you high school students out there. Senior year, as you go along through high school, obviously from you see from Emily's story, and I may be posting my story soon, high school does get better eventually, and it's definitely
with help.
Yes, it's definitely a discovery and a learning period, and for me it's and you know, Emily too, it's definitely been a journey. But the more that you sort of have faith in yourself, and the more that you are like, I'm gonna keep going with this, the more I guess the better it will get, because you'll just let things happen. And the thing that I like to say to myself all the time is that, you know, no matter if you believe in God or not, like, the universe has a plan that is greater than your plan will ever be. And it sounds really weird, but it basically means that, like, whatever is supposed to happen will happen. And even if you didn't plan for it to be like that, it will still happen because it's supposed to. And so, in my case, like, where I am today, I would never imagine in a million years that I would be here. But for me, like, going to Israel and, like, you know, coming back, everything was changed about me. And, like, I never imagined myself going to Israel for an entire semester and then, you know, having a podcast later on. Like, I never imagined that, but this is what the universe wants, you know, for me. And they're telling me that this is what you're meant to do. And so I just sort of play along with that. And so, I mean, it's really, so sometimes it can be really hard, especially when you're sort of faced with a bunch of different things, that aren't so positive, right? And then you're like, why does the universe want me to sort of, you know, like, experience this? But if you sort of make that mental shift and you look at it, if you look at it, and, you know, you say to yourself, like, this will, obviously, first of all, this will pass, you know, it's not gonna last forever, and second of all, like, it will get better, and, like, I tell all my students, like, you know, the most important thing that I've ever learned in my entire life is that everything is gonna be okay, and that everything will get better, because it really is, like, if you think about it, like, I know it sounds so, like, cliche or whatever, but you have, you know, a roof over your head, you have, you know, food to eat, water to drink, whatever, you know, a bed to sleep in at night, and, like, even in the moments where, you know, everything seems, like, the world seems like it's ending, it's really not, if you, you know, sort of take it back to the basics on what you do have, and I feel like that's such an important piece to this. So, Emily, for this last question, based off the title of this podcast, and this is a question that I ask all my guests, what is one tip that you would give dreamers based off of how you have, I guess, just fashioned your passions around all the different things you're involved in?
So I'm looking at the word fashion as if, like, something you're making for this question.
Yes.
So really just make stuff happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just do it, guys.
Yeah.
Just do it. That was a middle school thing.
Yeah.
I loved that phase. Just do it. Just good luck. I've been trying to do this writing thing. I've gotten to a Word document with, like, a title. Get past that, and you're doing better than someone, which is me.
Yeah.
So just always think you're ahead of one person. I don't know. This gets me through this stuff. Like, someone always has it worse than you.
Yes.
Which is, like, a sad thing to think about. And, I mean, it helps me somehow.
Yeah.
But someone always has it worse than you. So, for you, it could be, someone's behind me in achieving their dreams. So,
yeah.
I can be your person for behind you. Like,
yeah.
Use me to accomplish stuff.
Yeah.
And then just thank me when you win a Nobel Peace Prize. Like, you know, like, I'm ahead of Emily. But, and I feel like that's just what helps me. Like, knowing someone is probably doing it. Like, you're always one step ahead of someone, probably. Even if you don't know the person, like, even if you're one step ahead of achieving your dream as long as you do something.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe the next day you want to do something else, but just start. Even if it's just, like, write something down. Like, get past brainstorming for, like, maybe you want to start a company or, I don't know, I feel like most people watching this are adults, so if you want to start a company and you're an adult, think about it. Or just on a...
Or even a kid.
On a Word document, right? Company ideas.
Yeah.
And then you can close the document and you've already gotten something done. Like,
yeah.
That's better than someone else.
And so. it's also like when you're driving on the highway... And you're, like, in the right lane, and, you know, you when you go to the left lane, you pass everyone else. And so I love my mentor. She always says this. She says, if you're comparing yourself to someone else or you feel like you're behind them, just, you know, change your mindset and make that, you know, mental shift and, you know, head into the left lane and just shoot and just pass them. Because there are some times where I'll be like, oh, my God, I don't have, you know, what this person has, or I don't have, you know, what that person has. And then I realize I can get that and I can achieve it if I just, you know, put my little blinker on, go into the left lane and shoot past them. If I work harder than them, if I study harder than them, if I do all these different things, I could zoom right past them and they won't even know. And that's, I think, is so beneficial. So, Emily, thank you so much for being on
this week.
I appreciate your openness and honesty, and it's been an amazing episode full of all the things. Where can people find you on all the socials?
I have an art account, guys. It's Ephemeral August. Ephemeral.
Sure.
August.
There you
Sounds
go.
Right.
Yeah.
Follow me and go like all my posts.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can follow Emily there, and then as you guys know, you could follow me at The Spiritual Jew and at Fashion Your Passion Podcast on Instagram, also at The Spiritual Jew on Twitter. I post motivational, inspirational content every day of 2019. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Fashion Your Passion Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember to post it on your Instagram stories. If you watched it, make sure to tag me. Also, leave a rating and review down below. I appreciate you guys so much, and I'll see you guys next week.